I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Montana is not immune to human trafficking. That's a message from law enforcement and community-based organizations working to free individuals from sexual exploitation or forced labor. Billings was the latest community to take part in what's known as the Red Sand Project to call attention to the issue of human trafficking. The Red Sand Project is a participatory art event where the public is invited to pour red sand into the cracks of a sidewalk. It's a visual cue not to let victims fall through the cracks of society. In this case, in Billings.
I was asked to answer the question, does it happen here? The short answer is yes, sadly.
Erica Willis is executive director of Tumbleweed. She says youth who have run away or are in crisis are especially vulnerable to human traffickers. That's no surprise to FBI Special Agent Brandon Walter, who's tasked with investigating these cases.
They're in a vulnerable state. They may be homeless. They need a place to lay their head. They need shelter. They need food. And they get that. And they're paid. They pay for that sometimes with sex.
Members of the Human Trafficking Task Force say others at risk are children in the foster care system, those with mental illness, or those who have suffered from abuse. But it can happen to anyone.
My story is really not typical for something that would happen here in Montana, so I just want to say that up front.
This survivor, who requested that her name and picture be withheld, told her story. She was a college student studying abroad in Florence, Italy, when a man approached her at a party and offered to bring her a drink.
He returned with two drinks, and I drank mine fast so I could get out of there. But I quickly felt really strange.
She says she was led away and raped, and the rapes continued until an opportunity arose and she escaped.
I made it out and I went straight home to my apartment. What I needed most was for the whole thing to be over, for this to have never happened, and I forced it out of my mind. I buried it. And I went back to school a few days later and never said a word to anyone for 12 years.
Now she's starting to tell her story and urging other victims to come forward.
If you have been sexually assaulted, abused, hurt, or exploited, and you haven't told anyone, please reconsider. Not talking about it, ignoring it, burying it, it can work for a while, but at a great cost. And it doesn't matter how strong or stoic you are, trauma is trauma. And it affects your life in ways you don't even see.
She says with help, she has healed and thrived. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.